Welcome to Guys We Fucked. Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked.
I'm Christina.
I'm Corinne.
We're sorry about last night.
Fucked. The anti-slut shaming podcast. I never stop.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Guys We Fucked.
The anti-slut shaming podcast. I am Corinne.
I am Christina.
We're back. We made it. Oh my God. Hey,
you guys, we didn't die in Illinois.
I was like,
what a trip.
You know, what a trip. Like I said goodbye to my coworkers. I don't know. I just like get these feeling. I just like, there's nothing, you know, I'm not, I don't love flying. It's not like my number one thing, but I'm just kind of like, I've come to terms that
I was afraid
we
were
going
to be murdered. You thought we were going to get killed via plane?
No. Anytime I get in a plane, I assume I'm going to crash.
Me too. But you don't freak out.
Because you have no control over it. What are you going to do? You're going to fucking put your arm out the window and hold the plane?
That's why I cry. Because I'm like, oh, I'm about to die in 5, 4, 3.
I understand your fear, but I don't react emotionally because there's nothing I can do.
Exactly. You're going to die, you're going to die.
If you're going to die, you're going
to
die.
Might as well make out with a stranger next to you or something.
Yeah, now terrorism, that's a different thing. Like, I'm more afraid of the plane crashing than terrorism.
Same, I'm not afraid of terrorism.
Terrorism would just piss me off, and I would definitely try to fight everyone on the plane.
Same. I'd be like, the fuck, you ain't going to take over our plane with some knives?
It would just aggravate me, especially if it was men. If it was a female terrorist,
they should just put you on security.
I would applaud her
on the Gaza Strip. Like, Corinne get mad at all the men.
Oh, I've already been on the Gaza Strip.
Did you get yelled at some terrorists?
Well, I mean, there wasn't. It's not like there's just terrorists hanging out.
Just Roman sitting at Starbucks.
But like when I was in Israel, like you have to go through a security checkpoint.
Yeah. Oh God, I hope so. Jesus.
And they're like,
especially now,
and they come on your bus and they give you dirty looks. And they're like, oh, you're wearing shorts, you whore.
You fucking slut. That fucking headband is so disgusting. What do you, slap your fine. Pussy with that shit? And then they're from Brooklyn.
Yeah. I'm like, what? Hey. Wait, did we fuck?
Did we?
I know you.
I love when people like have such strong reactions to women speaking their mind or a woman wearing a short sleeve, like that extremism, like basically probably based off of religion and their past. But I think it's so funny to just kind of like nag them on and just like show them your tit.
Yeah.
Show them old tit.
Give them old Chelsea Handler. Yeah. That's what I like.
Yeah. How you doing? Well, we survived.
Well,
Illinois.
It was a long, I mean, it's been a long, because it's this kind of whole weekend adventure started with your birthday party.
Oh,
and guys,
yeah.
It's always good to have your birthday party very
right
late.
Right before a flight.
The day before you're going to get on a plane.
Right before the plane. I threw up hardcore because I was like, I'm going to actually get drunk. And I knew that if I'm going to get drunk, and I ate a burger right before, like I filled my stomach up.
Yeah.
But I knew that... I was gonna throw up. I was just like, well, this is part of the deal. So
yeah.
Whatever.
So yeah. So and then I had work at 8 o'clock in the morning. So naturally, I stayed up till 4 o'clock in the morning, fucking Mike.
Who's fucking tonight? Previous guys we fucked. Yes.
Yeah.
And current
Yo Mike Brown.
Current guy you fuck.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like
at Yo Mike Brown, y'all.
I feel like out of anyone, he's the one that he doesn't care if I just straight up say.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's just so nice.
He's
too.
So beautiful.
He's beautiful and
he's
nice.
Good eyes.
Just a great person.
Yeah.
And he really helps me because he like I ended up leaving my ID at the bar. I didn't even leave my ID. Like the fucking guy gave me some Asian girl's ID. The bar
you
back.
Look Asian.
The bar back. Who is
that's because you look ethnic.
Moonlighting as a bartender in the darkest bar in the world,
Madame X. There's only 5 light bulbs in the whole fucking room, and they're all red.
And
so,
they're
just
and
so
like
you know.
A dark red.
Yeah.
Like a blood
burgundy.
Red.
Yeah.
They're like, do you
want
to see?
We don't want you to see anything because that's how disgusting this place is.
Here's a light bulb that looks like Cabernet. Good luck. And so, he hands me back and it like, you know, this girl had a Florida ID, which looks like my New Jersey ID. And she had the same Bank of America debit card as me. So whatever. Mm. I didn't like fucking run my hand across the braille of the debit card.
Pull a little Helen Keller.
Yeah, no, I just assumed like
is this my debit card?
I thought me and the bar back had something and I thought that we had established a sense of camaraderie that he would know who I was, that I wasn't an Asian girl from Florida. I think I'm more offended that he thought I was from
Asian
Florida.
From Florida.
I was like, do I fucking look like a person from Florida? I'm so offended.
Shout out
right
to
now.
Florida.
Hey, Florida listeners.
Yeah, go fuck you, brother.
So
I'm drinking coffee. Just so if I get progressively more hyper during this, just know that it's a cup of coffee with a shot of espresso.
Nice.
Yeah, you know how I do. So I'm glad you got laid. I don't think maybe I did. I forgot.
You told me that you were leaving to have sex when you left.
Oh, did I?
You left
before. Oh, that's so me.
You left your birthday party before I left.
Well, there was a, yes. And there was a moment where, like, right before I left, I was like, oh, we got to go fuck.
Right.
We're going to go fuck.
Yeah, that's what you told me that. And I
did tell you that? Really?
And then I said, okay.
Oh, that's something I don't remember.
You have a good night.
See you in the morning.
See you in the morning.
See you for that flight.
And then, yeah, then we reconvened at Christina's apartment naturally after I was an hour and a half late for work. I just popped in.
Gay and black time all the time.
Yeah, I just popped into my work and I was like, hey guys, what's up?
I'm here late. Yes, I know. I am aware. All right.
Well, I do these things. Like, I decided to work for 4 hours. I mean, I should have just taken the day off.
Taking the day off.
But I just need the money.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Just need the fucking money.
I know. I hear you.
And then we
got on the plane.
Got on the plane.
We transferred into another plane. Very small, but whatever. Who's counting? Yeah. And we get there and Melanie Felony is the drag queen that had us there. Shout out to you, Melanie.
You are the hostess with the mostest.
Yes. Thank you so much for having us. I feel like I got such a good insight on the world of drag, especially like the world of drag in small towns where people are kind of racist and homophobic.
There was a lot going on there. Yeah.
The first gig we had, well, there's the first gig we're supposed to have. We got snowed out. Yeah. Which sucked
and
ass.
But we were driving and honestly, like, I was like, all right, well, we didn't die in the plane, but we might die
in this car,
in this van right now.
Filled with smoke.
Yeah. There was a lot of variables.
Yeah.
But I will say the night was saved when I had the best McDonald's I've ever had.
Oh, and I had the McDonald's too.
Yeah.
It was really delicious.
It was just so, I've never had a fry so hot.
Yeah. Oh, you love those fries.
That made my day. Like, that turned my night around.
Yeah.
I was really upset. I hate canceling shows.
Well, yeah. And especially because we thought people were going to come out to the show, but it turns out the people we messaged, I forget your names, but thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Or not coming.
They replied?
Yeah, they replied. Oh. They were like, oh, we decided not to go last minute. And we're, oh, thank God. That poor
girl. Oh, because if I had fucking gone and they weren't there, I would have sent an Uber car and been like, bitch, get in the car.
Get in the car.
Because I was sitting in the car feeling so guilty that these fans risk their lives. But it's good to know that they're not that big of a fan.
Guess you hate us, bitches.
Oh, I'm sorry. Our great performance wasn't worth risking your life. Oh, thanks. I feel
go
like
fuck yourself.
I feel like you're my fucking boyfriend. Go fuck yourself.
The first performance we ended up having was really fun. My favorite part of the night was when like we did stand up and then there was drag and then Melanie Felony and Seduction fucking
shout out to Seduction Carrington. No, my favorite part of the gig was when we pulled up and we go, this is where we're going.
Why did I wear heels? No.
Are you sure it's this cafe, Bria?
My favorite part gig was when we did stand up and then everyone was like, haha. And then they did drag. The drag was amazing.
Right.
And then Melanie goes, does anybody want to hear more comedy? And in unison, 20 people go, no, no, stop with the comedy. It's bullshit. We're like, okay, glad we're here.
Yeah.
Glad we're here. Then the last gig was really fun. It was in like a club.
Yeah.
I had a good time.
Well,
I like seeing drag queens get ready. A lot of contouring of the face.
So many contours.
So much makeup.
And then I look at my own face.
I thought we had it hard.
And then I'm like, I don't even have that many contours on my face.
I mean, you make them up, man.
It's weird.
Yeah,
I know how to contour, but I didn't know. I mean, I've only used it in theater. You know, when you need to make your nose pop.
Oh yeah, because dude, the before and after pictures for contouring makeup are like. I mean, they look like a different person.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. Then when you take it off, you're like, ugh,
I'm disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it makes your nose look like a different fucking nose. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
But then when the paint comes off,
yeah,
that's where the truth shines.
I mean, it's really like... It's
you
like,
ugly girl.
Well, I mean, it's like you're turning your face into like an M.C. Escher,
That's why I don't want to do it.
Art.
I don't want to do contouring because I'm going to look so much better. And then I'm like, now everyone's going to know that that's my peak and I got to fucking contour my face every time I want to go to the grocery store.
Well, that's the problem at work. I never wear makeup at work. And then sometimes I have to get ready for a show and then I escape. And then everyone is like, oh my God, you're not a monster. And then I'm like, I know, guys. Sorry that I give you my absolute worst every day.
Thanks, friends. Thank you so much.
I just feel like it's a spa, so I should just really embrace, you know, the all natural. Gotta let my skin breathe.
Natural.
Come on.
Yeah. Oh, I love days where I don't wear makeup. There are always days that I don't leave the house.
I mean, though. I just don't have a lot of mirrors at my work. So it's the best time.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Life has too many mirrors. Take them down.
Yeah.
Well, you know, guys.
Yeah.
What else happened to you?
Well, I have never done a dating app. There was the...
Oh, we fucking Tindered.
There was like the 2 hours that after I was, you know, on the Easter that I was especially sad after the Frank breakup that I signed on to OkCupid after asking like the... answering the 5,000 questions they ask you.
Yeah, too many questions.
When really the only question should be like, yeah, you want to fuck?
would you like to fuck me and when?
Yeah, but so... And then, you know, and then I signed on to OkCupid for like, you know, 10 minutes that day and then...
10 minutes.
Cried into my keyboard after I got just a spew of messages and then I...
And they were all depressing,
and
like...
They were just... I didn't like it and then I immediately turned it off. So that's the only... My only experience. But I said, hey, this is... I'm in the middle of nowhere... I'm gonna Tinder. So I downloaded Tinder, and then you do it.
I downloaded Tinder, and I put the show information on my bio.
So Christina was just publicizing the show.
I just wanted to make sure people didn't think I was trying to fuck.
Yeah, no, I put that I was in town just for the weekend, but that you know, but I only swiped on the cute people.
Yeah, there was a lot of cute people.
Yeah,
Tinder's fun.
A 19-year-old asked me if I wanted to come to his hotel room and fuck because he was in town for a hockey event.
Ooh,
so thanks, Tyler.
Tyler.
But there was a lot of people.
Boy.
And I have since turned my Tinder off, but I did fall in love with a person. And you know how you swipe on, whatever way you're swiping.
You swipe right if you like them.
So yeah, you swipe right if you like them. And
then I love when you swipe left and it goes, nope. That's a wonderful touch.
But there was one guy in specific that I swiped right on and I was like, oh, I really like him. And then when
it's a match.
When it says it's a match, I mean, I know why this thing works.
This will be.
Yeah, I felt all the feelings. I was so excited.
He was hot.
You had gone really to good bed. Looking guy. I was on the sexting. Bathroom floor.
Masturbating?
No.
Oh, I don't. Why were you on the bathroom floor?
Because you were sleeping and I didn't want the glare of the Tinder.
Oh, bitch.
No,
please.
So I went in and I just sat on the bathroom floor against the door and I just
didn't have to do
Tindered. I really was getting into it. And then I was talking to all these people. And then Jeremy, 30 years old, a god,
really
there's a picture
good-looking
of him
dude.
Taking care of a puppy.
Oh.
I mean, just, come on.
Fellas, little tip. You want to get a lot of swipes?
Oh, puppy.
Fucking put an animal in your arms with that.
Yes.
Picture. That's no lie.
Yes.
That is a whew.
I mean, sometimes the person was ugly, but the dog was cute, and I swiped right because I wanted to meet the dog.
Yeah, and he matched with Bacon. That was really funny.
I did match with Bacon. But yeah, no, so Jeremy, and he lives in Oklahoma, which I was kind of disappointed because never going to go there.
Why not? But they have so much cool stuff.
It is one of my favorite musicals, though.
Tornadoes, dude.
Oh, that's horrible.
I know.
But I was so disappointed because everyone else was messaging me with just rotten filth, which normally I would love. And then fucking
good
Jeremy
film.
Fucking comes out of the gates being all nice and like with sentences and grammar.
But how's he supposed to know you want
punctuation?
Because he wants it to work.
To add fucking fuel to the fire, he goes, oh my God, I'm so, you know, flattered that you swiped right on me. And in addition, I've never Tindered with a celebrity.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
And I are you fucking kidding me? I'm Tindering in Decatur, Illinois.
At a Ramada Inn.
Can I just fucking be Corinne? Do I have to be Corinne from Guys We Fucked all the time?
Oh, baby.
Just fucking tell me that you want my mouth on your dick, Jeremy, like a goddamn Tinder gentleman. The fuck is this shit? I was so mad. Then all he wanted to do was talk about the goddamn podcast.
No, I hate fans.
I don't. You know how the podcast started? Me just being a nameless whore.
High five. High five to that. We high five.
If everyone could respect my roots a little bit more, I would greatly appreciate it. Jesus Christ.
Why can't anyone treat us like whores anymore? Guys, we don't mean that. We don't mean it.
Do we not?
A little bit. Sometimes when it's appropriate, we want it.
No, people just come up to me and talk to me about their vaginas. I was like, no. This is a one-way street.
But
I tell you about my vagina. You don't tell me about your vagina.
No, but I listen to podcasts. I listen to a plethora of podcasts.
Right.
And you feel like you know the person talking because they're like admitting shit to you.
Oh, yeah.
Like just to you in your earbuds or your car speaker or your stereo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know, I know. And then people come up to me like, oh, you couldn't, you know, when you were talking about your pussy.
Can you look at this wound on my dick? I don't know what, do you give me your opinion on this, my dick wounds? No.
No, I know how doctors feel.
Yeah.
You look my toe. Oh my God. So that was a great experience.
Yeah, Tinder's fun.
Oh yeah. And then at the show at Cafe Brio, we had a fan drive, you know, 3 hours to possibly murder me.
Dude. And you might be listening. I'm sure you are, because you're probably assuming we're going to talk about you.
Hey, Chad.
We're going to talk about you, Chad. So sweet. Like, we met him. I'm like, oh, my God, he drove 3 hours. Like, that's so sweet.
Yeah, he had messaged me, like, telling us to be careful in the whiteout the day before. And I was like, this is great.
So nice. And then...
Because I know him. He's my Facebook friend.
Yeah, well, turn into fucking Creeps McGee. You guys got drunk. I kind of got drunk.
Yeah.
There's that woman that was there at the show who was like, you want a buttery nipple shot? I'm like, I don't know. And she gave it to me. She's like, just try it. It's delicious. I'm like, that's like, I shouldn't try it. That's exactly what I shouldn't, you know what I mean? But then I was like, eh, fuck it.
Well, I had to get drunk because once I walked in, I just walked in and I was like, well, I'm drinking tonight. I am drinking.
And then we were going to, the plan was after the show, we were going to go to Walgreens to get myself some my contact resolution. Then we were going to go to Perkins for 2 hours. And I was like, Chad drove a long way. Yeah. I didn't know. And I remember I pulled you aside and was like, hey, you want to hang or what do you want to do? Like, I can kind of assist with whatever you want to happen. And I would you just tell him, nah, son, go? Or what did you do?
Well, because Christina was like, oh, if you want to go and drive to Perkins in Chad's car. And then I go, Christina, do you ever want to see me again?
Yeah, that's true. And I wasn't drunk.
I was drunk and I was like, Christina, do you ever want to see me again?
I didn't mean it like that. Take her away, Chad. Take her away.
Well,
I gave Chad a 50. He didn't bite on it.
He's very attractive. But then I was like,
he got pissed when he said no.
Yeah.
What did you say exactly to him?
I mean, probably something really rude, knowing me.
Yo, motherfucker, leave. That's pretty rude. But he got mad. He got pissed. Well, because I went to him. I was like, hey, Chad, you coming? He's like, apparently not. And I was like, oh, shit. Krim probably said something real mean to you.
Well, you know what? I got mad when you give me a shot that you say is Maker's. And then it tastes like fucking rubbing alcohol, Chad.
So yeah, so okay.
I'm drunk. My tongue's not numb.
He's pissed. You know, he drove a lot. But it's like, just because you drive 3 hours doesn't mean we're gonna hang it. Like, you decided to come to the show. That's fucking awesome. We appreciate it. But it doesn't mean we're all gonna hang afterwards.
You could make a human sacrifice. That doesn't mean I'm doing anything for you.
Right. Please don't make human sacrifices. And then so okay, he leaves, he's pissed. And we're like, okay. We go back to Seduction's house so that she could change.
Right.
And then she comes out in a do-rag and a Spider-Man hoodie. Not what I was expecting.
As most drag queens do. The old 1-2.
She's my favorite human. Our senses of humor aligned like the fucking moon and the earth. Like, it was
Seduction's good people.
Oh, I love it. I love her. And so we're at Perkins, and fucking, first of all, the owner of the bar that we were at was
Naji.
Like, yeah.
He's Turkish.
He's Turkish and he liked me. And I was like, no, no.
Go, I have a go photo over there with him. Yeah.
Oh, you do? Oh, whoops. Sorry.
And I sent it to Paula.
Oh, shit. What the fuck? Sorry, guys. We'll bleep that out.
Or we'll just leave it.
Yeah, probably leave it. So the owner ends up joining us at Perkins. And he, by the end of the night, he was creeping me out. And he goes, no, I don't think Chad's at your apartment waiting to rape you. We're like, we didn't either, dude.
Yeah.
And he kept talking about how Chad was going to like sneak up on us and be in our apartment. I'm like, yo, are you like in cahoots with Chad right now?
But I thought it was funny and you actually were getting scared.
I was getting scared. And then you thought it was so funny. You kept saying like, what about my pussy? Like in the middle of no one was saying anything.
Right.
And you'd be like, what'd you say about my pussy?
Because I could sense Naji was a person who, how do I say this, didn't like women, you know?
And then you said,
other than as objects.
What did you say? You said something like, I think are you going to rape us? Are you trying to rape us? And he didn't hear you. And so he goes, what did you say? And then Melanie told him what you said and he got pissed and he left.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So I was like, that's awesome.
I'm great at getting rid of men.
But then fucking Chad messaged you and said, hey, I'm at your hotel.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's not what we requested at all.
But was he really there?
He said he was.
Mm.
I don't know. We were at Perkins.
The world may never know.
I made Seduction and Melanie walk us into our hotel room and look under our beds and look inside the cabinet where they kept the iron just to make sure that Chad wasn't fucking lurking.
Right. Because if you're going to fight someone, it's best to bring two drag queens with you.
One in half makeup and a do-rag and a Spider-Man hoodie. The other one in full drag.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. We're the fucking super six. What's a superhero team?
Well, whatever. There was only four of us. So. Oh. It would, if anything, right, it would be a super four.
Yeah, super four. Whatever. Whatever a superhero team is. That's us. Anyway, we didn't die, you guys.
Yeah.
So, okay, for this, do you want to add anything else?
Oh, well, no, I just will say, oh, my last thing is, well, yesterday I just did a show and my first ever boyfriend, my first serious boyfriend, who I see like from time to time,
who I adore.
Yeah, I realized that I was doing a show right near him. And I just kind of randomly texted him. I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't know the show was right by you, because I didn't realize like it was in this Palisades Mall, which is by his house. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, so if you want, and then he decided to come. So he shows up. I haven't seen him in like probably since we hung out with you. So much 6+ months ago.
Oh, that was so much fun.
Yeah,
he said he would do the podcast, and I recorded it.
I know, I told him, and then and then he was just like, "Well, we'll see." And then he invites some girl that he's never met before, like an hour before, for on Plenty of Fish to come.
Plenty of Fish is such a shitty website.
That's what I told him.
I'm offended.
He tries to stay off the radar though, so he doesn't want to go on anything that anyone else goes on to.
Oh, okay. So he wants the creepy, murdery girls that look like scarecrows.
I don't know. It was weird, and he's like very attractive, and like
yeah,
this girl was cute. This girl was pretty, I mean, I don't know, she's fine, she's average, but I was like, this girl thinks you're going on a date right now, and like you're gonna ruin her day. And now I was like, now I'm distracted because you're ruining this poor girl's day.
Aww.
Because she thinks this is gonna be like mean something.
You're one of the fish that she caught.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, she thought she fucking,
but you're like, nah honey, I'm a shark.
Yeah, no. So then the hook went in her mouth and he ripped it out and threw her back in, and now her life is ruined.
Now she's back with a fish pool.
She's in the water, but she can't breathe correctly. She's gonna have all kinds of problems,
right? Because her gills are fucked up from that hook.
Yeah,
coming,
and it's
out.
Just not
what,
yeah.
A dick.
I don't know, but it's like we were together for 5 years, and it's so, I don't know, it's just, I have,
what's
to,
that like, I've never been with someone that long.
I mean it's good, but I mean we ended up more being like more buddies, I would say.
Yeah,
but it's like it's very hard for me to be around him. I talk to him like semi-frequently, like on text and stuff, but I just wanted, like, because I the whole time I was like, this is someone I love and care for, and probably the person who knows me more than anybody else in the whole world, I would say. And I was just like standing there, and like it was almost like I couldn't make eye contact. Like I felt like a weird like disconnect, or like it made me feel really weird, and I didn't know
that he did
why.
That to the girl.
No,
just him being there.
Just him being there. I always feel like this when he's around.
Oh, you always okay.
Always.
Oh,
well, and I don't know what it is.
Is it uncomfort?
No, I'm very comfortable around him. Like he knows me super well.
Are you distracted? You guys fight like husband and wife.
Yeah, we weren't. But that's like, more in front of other people. We don't fight privately, really.
No, but it's not like fighting, like angry fighting. But it's like, you're very familiar. You're so familiar with each other that when you're in each other's presence, it's back to square
one. Because
he's
annoying,
like, really,
and he loves egging me on.
Right.
He knows exactly what buttons to push to annoy me.
Yeah.
And he does a great job. no, and I, yeah, and I was almost saying, like, does anyone else experience this with someone who they've been with for a long time, who you're on totally good terms with? We had a break, whatever, but it wasn't the nastiest breakup, and you know, we've had time and we've grown as people and stuff.
It's just
so
a weird
totally
feeling.
It's unpleasant to be around him, but not. But I don't know. Like, I love him so much, and I would never want him to not be in my life. But it makes me. I feel like it, almost the discomfort is coming from the fact that, like, I know I'm not in love with him anymore, and that we're not going to be together. But and it almost makes me feel bad, and I wish that I was. I think that's the feeling.
Really?
I don't know.
That doesn't make sense for you. You don't do that. You're very like, well, I don't like you, so that's what it is.
Yeah, but I this is the
bad.
This was the start of it, so I was more normal when I was dating him.
Got it.
I had more emotions.
Mm. I mean, I feel weird like when I hang out with Darren. I've hung out with him a few times.
Yeah.
I do. There is a sense of like, it's weird because, well, for me though, I think it's more like we were so familiar with each other and now we're just friends and almost strangers because we don't really talk that much, but
yeah,
we're very friendly.
Yeah, I feel friendly. Like a stranger
on good
with
terms
him at all, but
like we're good friends, you know. I don't know. That's weird.
It's weird. I just didn't even know how to verbalize it or if anyone else felt this way around people. I don't feel like he's a stranger. I just feel like almost like I don't want to make eye contact. Like I want to like keep my distance.
Yeah.
In a way.
Okay.
I don't know.
Do it. Maybe.
I don't know.
But you texted him to come to the show.
Because I want
to
see him. I have, you know, it had been a long time.
Girls' minds are so tricky.
I was happy he came though.
Yeah. But you were uncomfortable being around him. I got nothing on that.
Yeah, physically.
Oh,
I don't know.
Do you want to fuck him?
No, not at all.
Does he make you horny at all?
No.
Oh, I got nothing.
That was the main problem. Like, I didn't barely wanted to fuck him when we were fucking.
Okay. Yeah, that'll do it.
Great at sex and super attractive, though, so I don't know what the problem is.
Speaking of sex, for this episode of Guys We Fucked, Corinne and I and Steven are going to go to the movie theaters and watch 50 Shades of Grey.
Probably just one. The movie theater.
A movie theater. We're going to go to all the movie theaters.
We're going to see it in every theater.
We're going to go to every seat and see
it. In Manhattan.
Okay, look. Everyone's talking about 50 Shades of Grey. It seems to be, there's a lot of positives, a lot of negatives about it. It's getting people to, it's opening up a dialogue about kink, but then there's criticisms of how they handle it, blah, blah, blah. So we can't speak to that until we see it for ourselves. So we're going to go and see it for ourselves and take copious amounts of notes. If you don't want a spoiler, don't listen. But we're going to go review it for you and come back and report back and talk about it.
I'll put a spell on you. Because you're mad.
Okay, we're here. We got Corinne. We got Christina. We got Steven. And we just saw 50 Shades of Grey. They should rename that movie. Run, bitch. Your boyfriend's crazy.
So you guys hated the entire movie?
I didn't hate it. The actual sex scenes did turn me on. Mm-hmm. But when they talked, that's when I was like, this is bullshit. But it was hilarious. The dialogue is fucking hilarious.
The first like two-thirds, at one point I cried so hard. I mean, I laughed so hard that I cried. And then towards the end, I kind of liked it.
Wait, hold on. Where's this quote? Where she's like, she gets really upset with him. Oh, wait, where is it? Where he goes, she goes, why do you need to punish me? And he goes, because this is the way I am. Because I'm 50 shades of fucked up.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, what did you think, Steven?
I think I hated it.
What was hilarious?
I hated it. I feel like I was like cringing, but then I was laughing. But then I was, I don't know. I think I hated it.
It was hilarious.
Like, I definitely will not see any of the others in the theater because I need to actively scream at them.
Were you offended?
I think that my sex life is very, very vanilla. Like,
thanks, Steven.
No. But like, I think like
I don't think that my
sex life is like super like fetish.
Our sex life.
I think yours is in the middle though, because you'd be surprised how vanilla people are. I thought I was pretty tame.
Like that was the thing. Yeah. Like watching that movie, I was like, oh my gosh, if this is what people are seeing is like, if people see that movie as kinky at all, it's just.
I mean, look, when you have an entire room dedicated and you got fucking stands of whips and you got leather beds, that's kinky.
But the extremity of the gender norms were so upsetting to me. Like, did that not get to you? Like, whole time I'm like, oh, why do we play her so dumb? And we play him so, and he was such a pussy about the dominant guy. It was like,
well, that's exactly the problem. You hit something that I was thinking about, because basically for me it's people are going to see this movie and they're seeing this as like a very, you know, sexual couple, but what they're telling me is that it takes a woman who looks at everything like a fucking baby discovering her toes for
this?
The first time.
I don't know anything.
Yeah, teach me. Oh, and of course, oh, she's a virgin. Oh, of course, so she's untouched. Oh, so what? Fucking Christian Grey just hit the motherfucking jackpot.
Right. That was so fucking upsetting.
Oh, a clean pussy in Seattle. I thought I'd never.
No one's ever
never thought that.
My pussy's never been touch, so therefore I am of value to you, you dirty little cocksucker.
Well, exactly.
But then when she was like, how many people have been in this room? And he was like, 15. I'm like, 15, you installed that room for 15 people?
Right.
Like, that's a waste of money, son.
Yeah, like what? Like,
yeah, I would hope at least 15.
Yeah, like
you want to add another zero to that?
Here's what I don't get. My issue with that film really was like, here are two people that should not be in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, for sure, make no sense together.
But
it's like,
she was a virgin.
You are a powerful dominant, and she's like a snarky, I want control in the relationship.
But even when she was taking the these minor like control moves, they were
she was
like,
still hesitant.
But it was also like he was allowing her because it made his dick hard. Because like, oh, look at the little schoolgirls trying to take control. This is so cute.
And she was so upset by the actual kink.
Well, the one scene. Let's go in chronological order. Yeah. We're actually going to review this movie step by step. We're going to walk and this you through is not, what this movie.
We
is.
Will make fun of it, but this joy. Is not just to make fun of it. It just happened that some scenes hilarious. Were so funny that I had to cover my mouth because I thought I was ruining it for other people in the audience who might actually make them
like
wet.
But I felt like everyone was laughing.
Everyone like, was people laughing. There. Yeah.
Like it felt like everyone
so
was laughing.
So we did respectfully go to the 3:40 p.m. showing on a Thursday, which I think was very nice of us.
It was. And I respectfully brought my own plastic bowl of home popcorn.
That's a different thing.
As you tend to do.
Christina is the non-Jewish part of
the Jew.
Sorry about last night, just so we clarified that. I bought Starbucks in like a lady.
All right, so this fucking bitch. Anastasia Steele.
It annoyed me because she wasn't rich, but she had a rich person's name, so all that already made her good enough.
No, you know what? It was all romance novel cliches. Mm-hmm. Like everything in that, it was like all romance novel cliches.
Yeah. So this fucking bitch has a roommate who, and they're all in college, they're about to graduate, right? The roommate is sick. She's supposed to interview Christian motherfucking Gray.
That's the first problem. You have the sniffles and you don't go to your goddamn fucking interview. You're valedictorian, bitch.
Yeah, she was fucking valid.
She had one. She had one blanket over her, and she had
such a fake.
Everything about the movie is about a suspension of disbelief. It's okay.
Yeah. So this bitch
that annoyed me. I was like, you have no work ethic.
Bitch number one gets the sniffles. So bitch number two goes in and interviews fucking. Right. I'm hard cock McGee over here, and he's 27 years old.
Looks about 45.
Yeah, seriously, 27. Like, why do we need to be 27 year old?
I'm sorry, a billionaire.
Now.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Go fuck.
And also,
yourself.
Has anyone ever met a 27? Year old that could dominate them? I think that like, 30 or up.
If you were a 27 year old with that much money, you were not dominating anyone. You yeah. are just like,
you're very tired from all the work you're doing. You're too
tired. You have
to
lift your hands to wipe your ass. Oh no, bidet. Never mind. You don't.
You have a bidet for sure.
Okay, so this fucking bitch goes in. First of all, everyone in Christian Grey's office is a hot chick in tight business attire.
Yeah.
That was dumb. That was just like, all right, I get it.
Well, I will say our lawyer's office is kind of like
I was thinking about 10 offices that I can think of that are
Look,
exactly like
I
that.
I get it. It was just,
yeah,
it,
we've been
it,
to one.
You it
actually,
annoyed me.
Her walking
annoyed
in there
me.
For the first time reminded you, me of you.
Wow, thanks.
So much.
Thanks, Steven.
No, because it was like your brightly colored blue sweater
right.
in like all black.
But she, yeah, and she was looking at all these girls and then she was looking at herself and she was like, I'm frumpy. But I got perfect tits.
No, but my favorite thing about, yeah, so this was classic Rachel Lee Cook
yes.
in She's yeah. All That Syndrome.
Yes, absolutely.
So basically, this bitch, as we're calling her,
this bitch
walks in with a sweater from Forever 21.
Yeah. Maybe you guys want to not refer to it as this bitch.
I say this bitch out of love.
Out of love and respect.
I'm concerned because she needs to stand up for
no,
herself.
No, but the thing
more.
Is, this girl's angelic. She looked to me a lot like an Alexis Bledel
oh,
type. The icy
beautiful.
Blue eyes.
Eyes that'll melt butter.
The only problem was that she didn't flat iron her hair that day, and then she walks
in the rain.
Well, that and she played so dumb that it was just
yeah.
a total like
I'm here to interview you.
Like you're a straight A lit student, and you can't read your notes. Like you can't even speak to this.
Yeah,
man
she walks in to this guy to Christian Gray's office.
Well, comical no moment number one is
oh,
when
she
walks in.
She falls.
She opens the door to his office and she falls. No reason why she fell.
There wasn't even a small
she
ledge.
She was like, oh, no. I'm stumbling and frumpy. Wah, Urban Outfitters. Like,
yeah, there was
stop.
No reason to fall. So she. She falls.
That's when the tension broke in the movie theater. We're like, okay, this is going to be hilarious.
This
but
is a fucking joke.
There was a woman with a burqa on by herself, and there was two
oh,
older
there
couples.
Was? I can't believe I missed the
she
burqa woman.
Oh, wait, I wanted to talk to her. I'd be like, yo, girl, like, what? And then there's
wait,
two
wait,
older
couples. Wait, she watched the movie in the burqa?
Yeah, she wore a burqa.
Wait,
that's,
it was
that's
dark.
What
wait, wait, wait. Just like a really little one with only an eye hole?
No. It was more of a head
oh, just
sorry,
a head
like
covering
yeah. her.
So I,
oh my god.
When I walked in, I wanted to see naturally who's in the theater.
Right.
So there was her alone, and there was a guy alone.
I love that woman.
Normal.
I hope she was masturbating underneath that.
Oh,
burqa.
I hope she was.
Fucking
you
love
get that,
that
girl.
Yes.
No judgment, you guys. We judge her.
No, I. And then there was oh, a bunch of old yeah. couples, and I was like, okay, this is. I feel like the majority
the
of people
old couples
watching
I thought was sweet.
Yeah, it was sweet.
My grandparents probably.
So when we were laughing,
that's like the perfect hot movie for like a 90-year-old.
When we were laughing, I felt like I ruined the boner a little bit. Their boner a little
that's
bit.
Why I was covering my mouth. I really
I was trying not
I
to
didn't want to ruin it to someone who this is their moment. Yeah. All right.
So this bitch falls when she walks into Christian Grey's office.
Right.
And then she's, and he just stares at you like, you know, fucking the creepy guy in American Beauty.
Uh-huh.
That the neighbor's kid who's like, I killed a bird this morning and the bags are beautiful.
Except, I don't believe that particular gentleman has really been through anything in life. Ever.
Yeah.
Like I don't believe
he's a billionaire.
Yeah, but no.
Who, Christian Grey?
The actual actor portraying Christian Grey. Oh. Like, I feel like he is a human that has not lived.
His soul was empty.
Jamie Dornan.
Yeah, yeah, like it was just.
Well, that was a review that I watched, and a lot of the movie reviews said that he played the character too stiff, but I mean, I felt like the character was supposed to be stiff.
I needed a little more personality from him.
But I mean, don't you know people like that who seem like they don't have a soul? I know that guy.
I'm not friends with anybody.
See,
like
I know that guy. I fucked that guy.
I feel like I've been that guy.
Yeah, I know. I don't mind that guy.
At times, but way before we met, but yeah.
So they're interviewing she's interviewing him, and there's so much
she's
awkward
fucking
silence.
Quivering.
She's not that hot.
She bit her lip 22 times.
22.
Yeah.
The look in her eye was
so
like,
much.
Oh, we're going to fuck. It's like she spoiled it for us because mm-hmm. she was already turned on by him.
I mean,
I'm
you
like,
were already spoiled the second you committed to seeing that film.
Yeah, the second you buy your ticket for 50 Shades of Grey.
Honestly, I wish it would have just been like really, I don't know.
I was expecting Christian to earn her sexual attraction. And right away, she was like, give me
your dick. This was like a bad version of Secretary. Like, I don't know why this movie
Secretary
needed to be made because Secretary was already made. And that was so much better, so much hotter.
But most people haven't seen Secretary.
Oh, well, but it's on Netflix, right?
They all that's should, though.
That's, it's on HBO.
Oh, it's right on HBO. Maggie Gyllenhaal.
I thought a lot of people James saw Spader. Secretary because Maggie Gyllenhaal. And she got a lot of buzz for that.
Yeah,
she
but it was still like so an indie good. Buzzy. It's like Hard Candy. It's like, it's out there. It's in the ether.
Right.
People are familiar with it. They know that it exists. But I don't think, like, when I was like, oh, you've seen this movie, right? Like, this is a film. And me thinking, you know, like, of course you've seen this movie.
Yeah. My favorite kinky movies that aren't porn is The Secretary and The Dreamers. Absolutely.
Have I seen The Dreamers?
I've never seen The Dreamers.
You gotta watch The Dreamers. A very sexy movie. It's a little more fucked up, maybe.
So, okay. So they get interviewed. And then
oh, see, I'm thinking of, like, I don't know, my fucked up movie, like Solo and, like, that stuff.
I don't see that all over my head.
Like,
is this a snuff film?
Sweet movie, and oh. It's like Criterion, like foreign flicks. Like,
yeah, I was like
my porn's Criterion.
No, I mean, but I'm snobby about
right.
about porn aesthetic.
The Dreamers
and, like,
is a
just,
snobby
like, sexualized
film that I saw in film school.
Film, like,
yeah, you would like them.
Yeah. So okay, so they get she interviews them, and then she goes to her job at fucking Indie Home Depot.
Yeah.
Because of course she wears overalls and works at a
it's
fucking
a
repair store.
It's just a hardware store.
Yeah, but like, why is she working
on
there?
Those icy blue eyes.
It doesn't make any sense.
She's making $12 an hour at
Starbucks,
the
Starbucks, bitch.
Anywhere.
She could be a bartender making a lot of money with those tits.
Oh, those tits. Whew,
great
nice tits.
Tits.
Great tits. And very hard nipples. So I'm like, okay, you were feeling it.
But you know what? That
well,
was
they
probably,
iced them before
that
every
was
scene.
Probably
sure.
just her like local job that she worked at. Like, she probably grew up or her family was there.
Because he's in Seattle and she's in Portland.
Her family's right? from Georgia.
You need a reason for that scene to happen where he's like, I'm buying rope. And he buys the thinnest rope.
Right. Like. Right.
Anyway, so he comes in to buy fucking rope and ties and chains and all this shit.
Oh, Christian, what do you need that
Why
for?
Do you, oh, well, I recommend for Mr. Do-It-Yourself, you need tape. And then he goes, wow, are you a Girl Scout or something? And she's like, no.
I feel like you're acting this out as an imitation of Nicolas Cage.
But she my beef with the beginning is she lets him slide with saying the dumbest shit. The dumbest shit. I kept waiting for her to call him out.
Guys say dumb shit all the time. My problem was that she was just like, she was paralyzed by his
sex
eight and a halfness.
Maybe
he wasn't even a 10.
Maybe
they deserve each other because neither one of them had a personality.
Yeah. That's true.
And also, whenever a guy's like, I have one rule, you can't fall in love with me, I'm like, all right, now I'll never ever even want to touch you.
I can't even take you seriously.
Yeah,
anymore.
I can't.
Have you ever said that to anyone, Corinne? Have you ever been like, you don't want to touch me, I'm poison?
No.
I feel like I did that a lot in high school.
I've
when
never
I was like,
said that.
I've never
well, I'm glad
that
I remind you of a high school you see.
You remind me a lot of like my high school girlfriends. Like the gothy, like dark, like I'm tortured, you're tortured, we should be tortured together.
No, I always like to be tortured alone.
Really?
I don't like to be tortured together. No. Oh my God. Because being tortured with someone else
together
is torturing me.
I feel like that's our relationship.
Yeah, we torture each other. I
no,
get that.
I don't like I'm also we've talked about this, Christina, like mm-hmm. I am a generally sad person, but I right. try not to make those around me sad.
Right. So why would you want, yeah.
See, I try not to make those around me sad, but I feel like I fail constantly.
Oh yeah.
Like my biggest fear, my fear, and this is why Christina and I yin and yang, is because I feel like I'm constantly bumming everyone out because I need to be a realist. I need to be, no,
yeah, but sometimes
really
you just say shit that no one else wants to hear.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I'm constantly saying things that no one else wants to hear. All right. Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. So this fucking bitch yeah. has a flip phone. That's the most yeah. offensive part
of the
movie.
The flip phone was incredible.
I get it. You're frumpy and poor.
Yeah, they were
a
really trying to push
it. It was like, we need
thing.
To degrade her more. Give her a flip phone.
Oh, so yeah. insulting. A but flip phone?
She has
go
a flip
play
phone.
Snake for 5 hours alone in a closet.
Yeah. But she has like a 5-bedroom apartment.
Yes, I don't. Yeah.
Well,
I don't,
Seattle.
I don't get it.
We're New York.
And she has a fucking MacBook Pro. You can't have a flip phone.
No,
the
MacBook
Pro.
Christian bought her the MacBook Pro.
But no, I thought her old computer that doesn't work anymore is a MacBook Pro.
But no.
But then she didn't have the MacBook Pro. There were actually inconsistencies with the computers, and I definitely noticed
this. I thought she had like a PC, and then he got her a MacBook Pro.
See, but then she had the PC after he got her the MacBook Pro, which is such a stupid thing. But I definitely noticed it as like a nerd.
Because she was fighting. She wanted to just be her poor self.
Right.
I think that's what it was. Yeah.
I don't like when guys buy stuff for me. I mean, you're an exception, Steven, because I'm poor and we're boyfriend and girlfriend and we live together. So I'm like, you buy the groceries.
You buy, yeah.
But when it's like lavish gifts, that was like a theme in the beginning.
I think every couple develops their own dynamics with that.
Yeah.
And if you're someone where it's like, if you're spending your money anyway, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I love to buy people lavish gifts. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
It makes me uncomfortable to, I mean,
I don't like receiving them, I like giving them.
Yeah, I don't
like
receiving them.
I like it more as I get older.
I would love to be able to afford.
If I can, I
give yeah. someone something. It's
yeah.
fun.
Yeah, it is fun. It makes you feel good.
Well, and also, I feel like this also happened in the J-Lo movie. He fucking presents her with a first edition.
The Boy Next Door?
Wait,
that
yeah.
one? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you see it?
I did.
I did not, but that man was very attractive.
Oh, he's very hot.
It's annoying. Does this mean
we're all dominance, that we're gift-giving and not... No one's receiving anything. Like, do you all hate getting gifts? Like,
I don't hate getting gifts, but I just feel like I'm very good at giving them, so I like giving them better. Most times people just disappoint me with their gifts, so I don't like receiving them because it's just another way for me to feel disappointed in
That's
others.
That's why I was excited to give you the pizza slut shirt.
Because for me,
like
a bad gift, I don't care about the gift. A bad gift is telling me that you don't know me at all,
right.
And I'd rather just not know that you don't know me and then pretend that you know me.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I've gotten so many gifts from people who I thought knew me really well, and I open it up, and literally I'm like, you don't know anything about me, and now I don't like
it. I imagine
you.
Corinne opening a gift and be like, you don't know me! You don't know me!
Yeah.
And fucking freaking out.
Well, I know Frank was always like scared to give me gifts because he's like, this isn't going to be good. I'm like, yeah, it's
well,
probably
you just don't
not.
Want that. Like, that seeing that disappointing look, I feel like people do that with me.
You
where
are
it's
so
like,
up
yeah,
in arms about buying gifts.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it.
You seem to be pretty good at buying
every
gifts,
year for
though.
Christmas.
Oh, it's not about me... I mean, I'm good about like actually. I just
you're
hate,
a great gift.
You know
buyer.
What it is? I hate the
stress.
The holidays, like the forced stress of the holidays that are bringing because
yeah.
it's always at a bad time. Like with
you know what I hate about
else.
The holidays?
Oh yeah.
When you're like, I gotta get you presents. I don't know what I'm gonna get you.
Yeah,
like, how about
bad.
You don't complain to me about the presents you're gonna buy me because I don't want fucking presents.
I know, but it's always so stressful. Like, I mean, like this
you're
year,
great gift
this
buyer.
Year was really stressful though because I feel like we were on the same yeah. place of like we were both stressed out
yeah.
with work and.
Things, but you buy you great know. Gifts. The first gifts he ever bought me at. First Christmas was a suitcase. One of the things was a suitcase
right,
full
yeah.
of popcorn and vintage
mm-hmm.
hats, and I fucking
yep.
cried.
Well, it's because
like, you know
up,
me so well.
Like I grew up with parents that kind of homemade gifts constantly.
I love
like,
homemade
that was
gifts.
Their whole thing.
I like homemade gifts too.
I think they're great.
They're very
all right, so
nice.
This bitch. Okay, so okay, so she comes to the hardware store, right? I need ropes and ties. What do you need that for? I don't know. Okay,
yeah.
And then she goes to a barn with her friends.
And gets white girl wasted.
White girl wasted.
Because she finished finals. It's not time to let
I'm going to live my life, okay?
I'm going to sell it.
So she gets drunk and she goes in line to the bathroom, takes out her fucking flip phone. Again, so
and then
offensive.
10 minutes later, sends a message to Christian like, yeah. you up?
DTF, yo. did she call him? I think she calls him or something.
Yeah, like, she
and was like, I'm winning.
Well,
like,
she drunk texted
right
and then he called her, I think.
fucking creep ass McGee.
Because he's a what a control move. You text me, I'm gonna call you. I need to know where you are. Where are you? It's very controlling.
And then so this guy is so controlling. He's dominant. This is the problem. He's dominant as a sub dom in bed, but he's also dominant in as a person, and it's fucking creepy and manipulative, and I hate it.
But you barely ever see him handle his business.
I know. It's like, dude, like, don't you got a job?
His bajillionaire.
And also,
business.
She doesn't have a job. I mean, I know she just graduated.
No, he's taking. She was at the hardware.
She doesn't work at the hardware store that much. But the thing was,
get a better job. Yeah.
I inferred that he started taking care of her completely. She moved to another apartment. Yeah. I was like, oh.
Well, I mean, he bought her a car.
Daddy's got it.
Life's hard.
Well, one of the lessons from this movie is that handsome dudes can do whatever they want. Because imagine if some guy...
If you got money and you're handsome...
You didn't like... Wait,
you can punch me. It's okay. No, you can't.
But why do women fantasize about this series of books so much?
Oh.
I mean, just there speculation.
There are.
I mean, yeah.
When it first came out, everyone in the subway had it.
This is my honest opinion. I think I've been single for a lot of this technological, whatever, Facebook
age.
Yeah, I honestly feel like, that's why I hate, that's why being on Tinder just reminded me how gross people are. Yeah. And that's why it's not, I don't do online dating because I have a fear of people. I don't love going on dates, but I can have a fucking glass of whiskey and go. It's fine. Yeah. I'm not I don't have a problem. But it just reminds me how much I hate people, the way they were talking to me, the things that they were saying. And so it's just
it's all noise. It's all bullshit.
Yeah. And so I think even though this guy was being dominant and controlling and not, it wasn't healthy, it was kind of a fresh change of pace to have someone giving a shit about you
actually happening right now. It's I feel as men, we've all become so passive that
because
when you're dominant, women are
but it's interesting though, because now all the women's rights and gay rights, we've moved forward so much that now we're okay, now you take control.
Well, but everyone's kind of a pussy sexually, now.
Dating wise.
So how in our relationship, how do we handle this balance of
Well, you're the dominant in bed. I'm submissive. And it's my last relationship before that, I was dominant and he was submissive. But our dynamic will never not be that. Always. There was one time where you made me, this was the hottest thing ever, other than the tying up thing. That was pretty good. You made me crawl on the floor of the apartment. Yes. I remember that. And you spanked me. And I was like, oh my God. That was the first time anyone's ever done
that. Oh, fadeaway McGee does that to people.
I like that.
Some of the things that...
I'm a fan.
Everyone has a nickname. Well, fadeaway... No, I thought about fadeaway McGee a lot of times during... while watching this, because I think that's...
Is he like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sexually, though.
Yeah. He wasn't particularly good at using his dick, per se.
Okay.
But he was he would make me yell I'm a whore and stuff while we were fucking, and I like that.
That's great. Yeah, that's
good, because at least just give me some fucking direction.
Give me some dialogue.
I had a few years of theater school.
And we wind up doing more of that than I've ever done.
We say some nasty shit to each other. That's fun, and you're in the moment, and it's
for me, it's kind of. It's silly because that's so not my personality.
I like it. I like that side of you. When I first met you, I'm like, you got a dirty side, and I'm gonna fucking.
Yeah, I was
gonna
say, you strike me as someone who is 50 Shades of Fucked Up in bed. Are you not? Because you said that you think of yourself as. I mean, I don't think you're cutting people and shit.
I probably think of myself as vanilla because my scale is much more to the left field.
I mean, my problem too.
You've seen porn where the women have hooks on their skin and they're hanging from metal.
Not
hooks.
Only that, but I'm friends. That's intense. I mean, I'm friends with people that do.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
My friends are. You know,
if your friend hangs,
I grew
by
up in
skin hooks.
A crowd. Yeah, I used to go to.
I don't understand.
I used
that,
to
but
go
you
to
do.
Shows where that was a common thing. Was oh, we're gonna hire a suspension. There was a suspension crew in my town.
Right.
Where I think they used to all travel around in a hearse and they would come
of course
to like
they, did.
They
of course
would
they
come to shows.
Did.
They would come to shows.
They dress as Elvira.
Do hook suspension. And you and your friends are
so they're just hanging by their skin.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
I've seen that before. I don't really, it doesn't really make me wet.
Freaks me out.
No, but I think that's just. But I think it's. I think it's recognizing how much your body can stand. You know what I mean? And I think anytime you do something, whether it's even something like yoga or dance or athletics or anything where you're pushing yourself and you get to a place where you're like, wow, I never thought that my body could do that or that I would enjoy that kind of sensation.
Look, I mean, they do it, so there's a reason why.
No. Yeah. but don't get all judgy McJudgerson.
No, I just, it creeps me, it grosses me out.
Well, I mean, in a certain way, I mean, it's,
I mean, do what you're gonna do. I just don't like it.
But I just think those are your lines, and I think as long as you recognize that, like, your lines are not the same as anyone else's,
yeah,
you know, and then you can negotiate that.
What's the kinkiest thing
you've
ever done with another person?
What are we talking
about? I'm assuming your last girlfriend.
No, I mean, not to be honest, like, not
blood play. You ever do anything blood play?
No. Because okay. I don't find blood. I don't find blood, urine, feces. I don't find sexual.
Okay, and neither do I. So yeah. It's like, a match.
That's a good. No, I don't know. I mean, I think I've had the opportunity in all of my relationships to, like, just push the boundaries of, like I know I, like, don't like blood play because when I was a young teenager, like, I dated a girl that was super gothy and we kind
and
of
we cut ourselves,
got
right?
that. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, like we went through that and we went through, you know, so to me, it's like, I've come to this place of really knowing and being confident about what I like and don't like because I've tried right. everything. And I've had partners where we were open enough to, like, try and just yeah. talk about, you know, and I think that's what, when we first started dating, I get the sense that you hadn't really had that all the way to
no.
the point that
yeah.
you wanted to.
Yeah.
Have you?
Kind of like,
I mean,
do
yeah,
you,
well,
like,
that's the
you,
problem on board all the time because in my first boyfriend, I dated
did,
for 5 years. We
was
did
great sex.
Every,
but like,
everything.
Because
like,
I had a
now.
Really similar relationship like that. Like my first yeah. relationship, like we had a really good, healthy, like super foreplay based, but like willing to explore, you mm-hmm. know, but it was still kind of like, you know, porn wasn't accessible as it was.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we weren't like crazy. Like we weren't like super into butt stuff or anything like that. But.
No, we did.
Butt
I mean, we did all that stuff. We did peeing. We did anal sex. Yeah. We did all the tying up.
Oh, wow.
We did all, you know, the ice cubes. And I'm like,
but are,
I'm like,
are
I was
you,
sitting looking at the movie going, I fucking did that when I was
18. I know the ice
well,
cubes. The ice cubes.
So,
I definitely
so we're talking about
school.
The scene where Christian Grey takes an ice cube and it's half sticking out of his mouth and he drags it down her body. I actually thought that was pretty sexual.
It feels great. It's great.
Yeah.
I was turned out watching that. I was like, okay.
But Steven goes,
don't
this is
do
so
it around genitals.
Why?
Ice and genitals?
Oh, you can do it to a girl. Don't do it to a guy. You can do it.
That was bad.
No.
I did that in high school because I read in Cosmo.
But you have to take the ice out.
And then you have to take the ice out and then suck the dick.
Yeah.
I think I scarred a guy in high school because I did that. And I was like, oh,
physically?
Cosmo told me to chew up an ice cube and then suck a dick? Okay.
No, you want your mouth to be cold, but you don't want the ice
right,
to
you don't
touch
want the
penis.
I didn't know that part, so I just had a bunch of crushed up ice and I was like, and he was
like,
no, I hate you.
I feel like I've had a lot of sex injuries from just dumb stuff like that. Like,
I don't know if I've ever had, I mean, other than like a bruise or a cut.
Oh my gosh. I remember when I was in high school once, my girlfriend and I, my parents had this like temple soothing, like it was like a real like cold sensation, like just like a
Bath
and Body Works generic small town cream that you put on your temples,
like,
and then it was
like fucking Tiger
Balm
or something,
cold and soothing, and we were just in that like fucking constantly
phase
where we were like, yeah, let's put that on our junk.
Oh no.
And we were
dude.
On vacation with my parents at the beach and our junk started burning so bad that
what?
We were like, we ran down to the ocean and just like,
oh my god,
oh my god,
so
did you get a rash
wrong.
Did she get a
no
a
it, was all,
oh.
it was all fine, but it was just
holy
dumb
shit.
Just dumb kids trying
all right
whatever you can.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right,
man.
Back to 50 Shades of Grey, because there is this thing that I when she was drunk at the bar, he ends up
right.
showing up at the bar again. Creeps McGee.
Love
fucking
showing up.
Weird. Don't just. Yeah,
and also, it was like
half horror movie because
yeah.
he kept just fucking
that
showing
felt
up.
Like borderline abusive to
yeah,
you, right?
Absolutely.
Like that was like.
Oh,
little,
it was very
yeah.
emotionally
creepy,
abusive.
Very creepy.
And also,
that's why I said Run Bitch Run is a better title.
How is he tracing her on a flip phone?
I don't know, dude.
If it was an iPhone,
here's my
that
thing.
Wealthy.
There's a GPS.
I think he snapped a little chip. Somewhere, I don't know. I mean, he
really?
Didn't, but
your,
he's rich.
Your conspiracy
anyway,
theory?
So anyway, he takes her back.
No.
He takes her back, and the next morning she wakes up. She was drunk. She didn't know what happened exactly. She wakes up in a t-shirt in a bed.
We've
he's
all
not in
been
bed.
There. I wish it was a nicer place that I wake up in often, you know?
Oh, ladies. Have you ever woken up in a mansion? Neither have I.
I know, right?
That'd be nice. And then she goes, did we do anything? And he goes, no, necrophiliac isn't my thing.
Right.
But I'm like, wait, you mean rape isn't your thing?
Well, I mean, that was just a cutesy way of saying I don't
line.
Rape people.
That was a witty.
That was like
a
bumper sticker way of saying I don't rape people.
I didn't get the joke, so I was like, you mean you're a rapist?
No rapists on board.
I know. No rapist here. If you're a rapist, turn around. And then there was like a fucking glass of juice and a pill next to the nightstand. It said, the pill said, it, there was a sign that said, eat me. And the juice said, drink me. I'm like, yo, girl, you gonna get Cosby'd. Run, bitch, run.
No,
I
really,
it was a literary Alice in Wonderland. Yeah.
Like, I got that.
Through the looking glass. Right.
See right, the guys. Goths over here. Like, yeah. Come on. Didn't you see the real Alice in Wonderland?
It was cute because he made literary references because she likes writing.
Yeah, yeah, she's really in the.
She missed about 837 opportunities, though, to call bullshit on this dumb shit he said. And it made me really mad.
When you're in love, you don't see bullshit.
Well, you accept, movie, you love the bullshit.
That's why I haven't been in love in a long time, because I have a great bullshit alarm.
Do you feel like you don't, you aren't able to connect with people because you're just calling bullshit constantly?
No,
because everyone
I can
is full of
to,
shit.
I can,
like,
I can connect with people. That's the thing. My dream man is out there and he's not full of shit. That's okay. The thing. My first boyfriend was not full of shit. And that's why, but it's like, you know.
Oh, dating people who aren't full of shit is the best.
He's not,
but it's so difficult, and it feels so helpless. Like when I'm not in relationships, I'm like, I will never meet anyone that I will feel is not
everyone
totally
sucks.
Full of shit.
Oh, this is one of my favorite lines after they were talking, and she was like, "Oh, you didn't write me, thanks." He's like, she said something about making love, and he goes, "I don't make love. I fuck." I'm like, all right.
Wait, no. He actually said, "I fuck." Period. Hard.
Oh yeah, that's right. I fuck hard.
Oh, thanks for the clarification, hard. Christian. Thank
you. I thought you fucked soft. Really? I didn't know that. Oh man.
I also hate when people say that they don't make love. They fuck hard. Oh, we get it. You're so badass. Right. You've never felt
you don't
a
have
feeling
feelings.
In your entire life.
You're emotional fucking repellent.
Even I've made love, guys.
Just let me be tough, you guys.
It's happened. Gosh. It's hard to be tough when like it's like you don't even have any like shaving marks on your face, you know?
Nobody's got those cigarette burns.
Oh God.
I have 8 blue ties and they're organized.
They're gray.
And then it was this moment. It was this moment where
weak ties.
I hated those ties.
What was up with your Men's Warehouse?
Tie game was not on fleek.
I hated it.
Men's Warehouse had a great opportunity to shine there, and
I'm sure they did. I'll bet there was a Men's Warehouse 50 Shades of Grey promotions. Yeah. I feel like there have been so many bullshit.
I went to Babelam on Valentine's Day.
When I was buying your Valentine's Day presents, it was like, and that's the one thing. Like, if this is a boon for the butt plug industry fetish world,
and good, like
more power to you. Like, yeah, if this is getting housewives to buy sex toys.
Oh yeah, then this bitch goes, "What's a butt plug?" Bitch. Oh, I don't know. Like, probably a plug
for your butt, dude.
I like that she knew what fucking genital clamps were, but she was like, "What's a butt plug?"
Well, genital clamps, I'm not into. Butt plug? What could that be? I don't know. A plug for your asshole.
Yeah, I was like, probably something that you put in your butt. The hole's not that big. There's only
have you ever
a
had a butt plug
things.
In your butthole?
No, I don't think a butt plug. I think only anal beads.
Okay, I mean, got both, and I haven't had used
similar sensation.
I'm not ready. I'm not up to
butt plugging.
I'm not.
You don't want to put a plug in my butt?
Oh, similar your butt's sensation. Fine.
Oh,
my butt's
not. He doesn't want to put a plug.
Oh, I don't
want
his butt.
I'm not
trying to dilate your asshole, dude.
For asshole stuff is not really mine.
No, I know. But you like a finger every once in a while.
I'll take a finger. Take I mean, finger. Look, I'm not saying, you know.
All right.
Now, please be the name of your book if you ever write one.
I'll take a finger.
Stephen Penza. I'll take a finger.
That's definitely
can
me.
I write, if you die before me, can I put that on your gravestone?
No.
Stephen Penza. He'd take a finger.
No, not at all.
Damn it.
Out of all the things. With this,
yeah,
I mean, this is a running joke behind.
If I ever have children.
This is a running joke between us. It's like, can we please
what are our tombstones
tombstone?
Say?
Like, what are our tombstones going to say?
Me, you, and 500,000 people.
Yeah, right. But everyone has that joke, right? Like, everyone has
Everyone jokes about their tombstone.
Oh, yeah. My brother and I are fighting over what our tombstone is going to say. Whoever dies first. Whoever dies first gets the tombstone that says "You win some, you lose some." And like I'm like actively trying to die first so I can beat him to this.
See, I've always wondered why with tombstones that we don't get more elaborate. Like,
let's
why
get
are
funny
we still
with
in the
tombstones.
Same shapes? And like, why don't we get like tombstone sculptures?
Well,
like,
if you
I think
die as a baby, you can get like a heart one.
So goth of you.
Yeah,
I want a mausoleum.
But only babies.
I want a mausoleum because that's
of course you do.
Because it's like, why, if I can take up more space. Because
I'm the princess of death.
Dead. I would love to.
But that's so elaborate. Do you really need a death house?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course she does.
People are like, well, I don't want to take up room. I'm just going to get burned when I'm dead and sprinkled in the
ocean. I'm not getting burned.
Fuck no.
Yeah, you take my whole ass
body. I
want
to be mummified and then put in a mausoleum.
I want to be mummified and put on a throne. Just because I just thought of that.
I want to be taxidermied.
Oh,
that would be sweet.
No, I want to be taxidermied badly with like my eyes all fucked and like.
Okay, so a lot of people criticize the movie about consent. Well, Mr. Christian Grey has a contract.
Yeah, I mean, there was nothing.
There was nothing. The entire movie was
about consent. It was almost like, dude, stop asking for consent. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And fucking stick your dick in her. I mean, look, we're saying there was an article and I knew it was fucking coming.
Uh-huh.
College boy ties up and rapes girl because he said 50 Shades of Grey, because he saw it in 50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey made me do it.
Shut the fuck up. You're an idiot and a rapist and stop.
I can't believe we still do that. I can't believe we still blame movies and music.
Oh God. Like,
it will never
travel.
Go away.
Yeah, guys, I went to a Marilyn Manson concert. I still haven't shot up any schools. So everything's fine. Thank you. Thanks.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So some of the things on the contract were she's prescribed a list of foods to be in good health. Okay.
Well, if you're putting things in someone's butt, they can't be farting.
I think there are some sex acts that like you need to, and you should
you clean your mouth.
You should be considerate of what you're eating. Like, don't go on an asparagus binge.
Yes,
if you're going to be doing like sex.
Don't eat
stuff. I don't know.
What I'm very careful about what
party
I eat.
If I'm especially when you're at the early phase of a relationship.
Oh, yeah. I love Taco Bell, but please, if you're going to come in my mouth, do not eat Taco Bell.
Does make your jizz taste weird?
It tastes. Taco Bell jizz tastes fucking awful.
What?
I have a list of foods that
they
are not
good. Pineapple is supposed to offset it. Pineapple is good.
Turkey clubs and Taco Bell are
That could be assumed. Anything heavy like that is
asking. Your cum's never tasted bad. I like the taste.
Really?
Yeah, it's never because sometimes I've tasted it from other guys that I've been with. I'm like, ooh.
But sometimes
spicy.
It can
like
change. It really does change with what you eat.
Yes, it does. The thing that I notice that changes is the pungentness. Like, there's a little, like, spice.
I feel like I don't notice
that's
it as much as the vagina.
Spicy semen.
Oh, that's spicy semen. Oh, you guys, let's form a group.
I feel like I don't notice taste change as much with women.
With
but
me?
No, just
and I know how
general.
I taste.
Like, I don't really, you know, but yeah. But I also think guys don't pay as close attention.
I remember the first time I sucked, yeah. I licked your penis after you, like, put it in me. I'm like, oh, I don't taste that bad.
I've never really tasted different. Sometimes the smell is different, but the taste.
But you know what? That's something
same.
like I feel like for men, like getting over the fear that you're going to accidentally taste jizz is like a mental. Like when I was in high school, now I don't give a fuck, and it's such a like I'm just so glad to like yeah
you let
who
it go.
Cares?
It's a less
like,
it, yeah.
None
let
of that
it
matters.
Go. Like you frozen. Let it go. Oh, no. Disney. Anyway, speaking of jizz. Here's the other things that are on our contract. Get birth control from a physician of the Dom's choice.
That was creepy.
This is what I'm talking about. The control. I'm like, are all of these controlling things? Does he try to be turned on 24/7 and that's why he's dominant in real life, or is he just a fucking psycho?
I mean, he has a lot of money, so I think he just wants to make sure she's not having a baby. So he wants to make sure it's like she's not taking like sugar pills or something.
Yellow was the safe word, meaning back off. Red means stop it this very minute.
Right.
That was some of the things.
Just everything about the kink was so generic and like
it was like
talking to a virgin about like what they thought bondage was.
Yeah, and he had this amazing safety, room with all the stuff to choose from.
Yeah.
Oh,
he would
room.
Pick the smallest shit.
That room was
room,
fun.
Right?
I know, like, he needed to work upwards because she would, you know, he was going from virgin to, you know, to sex room. But then it's like, why did you write the book like that?
I feel like that was the movie taming down, because I know there was a lot of stuff in the book.
Look,
that,
when they were approaching the room, Corinne goes to me, oh, this is gonna be good. This better be fucking
better
good.
Be something. That's like the entire.
It was a good room.
The room was great.
Not a lot, and you saw no dicks. I didn't see his dick. I was really disappointed. You saw her pukes
because you get an X rating if you show a dick.
Who cares to take an NR rating?
No, because Gone Girl.
You really didn't see it though.
They did.
It was like a flash.
But Jezebel took a screenshot and posted it online.
Yeah,
yeah, but
you barely saw it.
Who cares? And seriously, who cares? Like, why can't we make a genuine NC-17 movie? Like, why is Brown Bunny the only movie with a real sex scene in it? Like, why do we care? We're all watching porn all the time. Can't we make artistic, sexualized art?
No, agreed. And also, it's very unfair that you can see a vagina and not a dick, and that's ridiculous.
I mean, you never saw her lips or anything like that, but you did see her pubes. Mm-hmm. Her pubes kind of stuck out a little bit.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, I like that she wasn't like shaved. That made me happy.
You saw her rib cage a lot, though.
Yeah, she was thin.
I'm sure she was really self-conscious of like how thin, and I mean, not
her
like
body.
He wasn't,
I liked her body.
I mean, that dude looked like he'd been making that body for months.
Right,
like,
right, right. No, I'm sure they trained. I mean, and also, I mean, she was thin, but she wasn't the kind of thin that made me hurt.
No,
no.
So yeah. It was fine.
She had a cute body, gorgeous face. But then, okay,
she's very good looking.
Very,
yeah.
Yeah. It was fun to look at her. And then, so they go in the sex room, but after they made love, so he was like, "You're not a virgin anymore." Huh? And then he fucking whips her, and I was like, "Okay, that's fun." Like that scene turned me on. I liked that.
Yeah.
And then they started talking again, and then it ruined everything. And then she's like debating if she's gonna sign this contract. She goes home. She's debating if she signs the contract. She sends him an email that's like, "It was nice knowing you." After email exchange,
she's being very coy.
And then this motherfucker shows up at her apartment after he gets that email like a fucking crazy person.
Yeah,
this is not a man whose sex room you want to go in.
Yeah,
because he might have a gun. Like they're trying. They're associating kink and creepy, and they're two different things.
At the same time, like there are places where like you need to take charge and be like, no, I'm not fucking joking.
Right, and that's fine. Yeah. But he did it in a way that's just like, ugh, dude, run, bitch, run.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But she's still.
But that goes back to the thing where it's like they obviously want completely different things. Like he wants. I mean, he wants a contractual sex slave with like a little bit of love too.
Yeah.
And she's a virgin that just wants the perfect man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This movie is actually very similar to Boy Next Door. So.
Oh, really?
But in Boy Next Door, J-Lo is older and wiser. So she realizes that.
She's not a monster?
The guy is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And in that one, you know, she's older.
I love
older
how the guys are
younger.
Crazy in both those movies.
Is yeah. J-Lo at least. Has there ever been a film where a woman is the dominant? Can you think of any?
Fucking the. Oh God! Oh my God! Sharon Stone, Sharon Stone, Joan of
Fatal Attraction,
Basic Instinct.
Oh.
Basic Instinct.
Oh. Yeah,
Basic that Instinct. Fucking. And
she was also a murderer, right?
Yeah, she dominated the fuck out of
that movie.
People's lives.
I haven't seen that in forever.
That's one I can think of off the top of my head.
I mean, isn't that crazy? Like, I was thinking about that. I was like, wow, it's crazy that I can't just, like, roll that out.
Well, because, like, the Boy Next Door and 50 Shades of Grey, the girl's like, oh, I guess I'll, I mean, okay. I'm like, stick up for yourself,
I mean,
bitch.
Shouldn't Jennifer Lopez be, like, Mrs. Robinsoning that dude?
The dynamic was a little different. He definitely pursued her, but she was in a space where she needed to be, like, the problem is, it's like, tell me I'm attractive. I need this.
Seeking,
I don't have a mirror. You're fucking J-Lo.
Yeah.
Take up a mirror and be like, oh shit, I'm fine as fuck.
Go look at your driver's license,
dude,
and go, I am
that
Jennifer Lopez.
So unattractive. Like
what?
To me, like
what unattractive?
Confidence is like my main thing to be attracted to in women, and just seeing someone that's like,
am I pretty?
Like I just did not find her attractive in that movie. Even in the sex scenes, it was like, yeah.
I mean, she's
but
physically attractive.
Physically attractive. But
so many of my guy friends have told me that I'm like, oh, why are you dating that girl? And they're like, oh, she's really insecure, so I know she won't leave me. I've heard that.
Oh,
but that's
so many times from hot guys.
But I feel like the hot guy equivalent that goes for that is the flip side of that for guys, where it's like they're reading their own insecurities, and
right.
So they're like, well, I want people that I can dominate or control or whatever your thing is, you know
right.
what I mean?
You
like the
up.
Flip side to your thing. Like, woo. But I feel like those guys, it's like, cause those guys are the equivalent of, you know, we've talked about this a lot where it's like, you know, guys in bands where it's like, oh, you're dominant. You're looking for the kind of girl, but like, you're that guy where it's like, you are very conscious of your appearance and very, you know,
you
and so you're looking
lot.
For women that kind of like, you can just dominate and walk on and move on.
Well, look, I will say I've been, you know, when you make out with a guy, Corinne, or you date a guy for a little bit and you're, you know, like you're the hottest chick he's ever been with.
Yeah.
That's a nice feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice, and I like, I like that feeling. And
it
when
isn't
it's happened
until
to me,
he texts you too much.
Well, right. And then it usually gets to a point where it's like, okay, now I don't like the power anymore. I don't like the control that you have over this person. I mean, I've never like been a dick to anybody because I'm like, I can get away with it.
Right.
I've never done that, but it is nice. And I would imagine that's kind of what the guy would feel if he's dating an insecure girl. I don't know.
I mean,
people need to be more secure.
I can. Like, that's like my first, like, nope. Like, if I go out with a woman and she doesn't, you know, because
not
I'm
feeling
such
herself.
I'm such a talker. You know what I mean? Like,
no. We just talk all the time. We just talk.
Our entire relationship is based around talking.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Okay. What else? Oh, I crawled on the floor. Oh, and then, okay. So it gets into Christian Grey's past. And Christian Grey is revealed that he was adopted, but when he was 6 years old or something, his mom, was a crack addict who died,
and a prostitute.
Don't forget. Sorry. don't they get together? No, I'm just kidding. And then his adopted mom's friend, apparently, when Christian Grey was 15 years old, they developed a sexual relationship in which he was the submissive.
Right.
But to me, I feel like they were trying to say kinky people who have kinky sex rooms and enjoy kinky sex, something fucked up happened to them. Well, but no.
That's the complaint is like if you have kinky sex, you obviously do that because you're fucked up or you're dealing with something and you need to be fixed. And that's the thing that I think really bothers everyone, because I mean, you don't need to be fucked up to have kinky sex. You just have to agree. You have to have a partner that you can, because like with us, like we'll do kinky stuff, but our relationship is based in like
equality.
Fun.
Yeah. And like, we're very equal. Really good.
Yeah. We're very equal. Like
not in bed though.
But we can define it to be whatever we want. And right. I think to me, that's the whole point of kink, is that you can define your kink for whatever you want it to be on the spectrum. And as long as you have a partner that's in the same headspace and it works for them, that's great. But with this, it's like, you need to be fucked up to
enjoy this.
That's true. But I also feel like most people in general are fucked up and most relationships are very unhealthy.
Yeah.
And that's why the books are so popular. Because everyone's looking for, they don't want to say that.
But they were making such a direct correlation. It reminds me of like when fucking.
Well, of course.
When people say that, oh, you're a stripper. Did your dad hit you or did your dad like abuse you? Like,
yeah.
Stop assuming that.
I found his standoffishness more alarming than his kink. I mean, I don't think it was weird that he wanted to whip people. I think it's
exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, and then also like, and also I think it's weird that why is your mom just walking around your house?
Yeah, it's weird. Go home, mom.
That was weird.
When the mom came in, Marcia Gay Harden, and I feel like he was like, mom, I'm trying to fuck.
Yeah.
Like he would kind of turn like, mom, get out of here.
And then why is Rita Ora randomly his adoptive sister?
Yeah. So hot. Oh God. Rita Ora is so sexy.
And what ethnicity is she? Is because she's not fucking Christian Grey white.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know. British. She's hot. That's her ethnicity.
But
but
she's some, I mean, her skin.
I don't know. She's not white.
She's not white.
And it was very clear that Christian Grey's parents were very white.
Yeah, it was very like whitey white.
Magoo ass white.
Right. Whitey white, white.
There was a scene, my favorite. I don't know why this was my favorite. I mean, obviously the tying up.
Yeah.
They had the metal, they had like metal hooks and they tied rope
good
around.
Quality everything. Sex stuff.
Yeah, good quality. The peacock feather that he rubbed all over. I'm like, okay. Let's do that. So I mean, I don't want to kill a peacock. That.
I hate to burst your bubble. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't care if you've done it before.
I know.
Yeah, well, that's like, but this is
but
like
then you know what you're doing.
Stuff. Feather, ropes. Yeah. These are what, like, I wanted to see some weird, like, I'm like, where's the mechanical dick
something.
Chair?
Right.
Electrical. Exactly.
Where's that? Machine.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something.
There wasn't anything in those, in that room
there wasn't anything that like at this point, I mean, I get why people are like, yeah, this is no big deal. Like,
because what was alarming was more like how meticulously it was set up and how many of each thing he had.
Yeah, that guy's OCD as fuck.
There wasn't anything crazy in the room.
That was also the only well-decorated room in his entire house. The rest of the house was so it's like, you're so wealthy, but you have no things of
that's normal, though. People are boring
and
most times.
So and the fucking piano.
Yeah.
After they fucked for the first time.
Oh, yeah, he played
the next
piano.
Shot is you hear piano. Yeah. You don't know he's playing it. And then it zooms out and he's playing the piano. And she's like, oh my God, you're really, really musical.
Well, that's
like, shut the fuck up.
That's the scene that I lost my shit.
Yeah, that was fucking
and then
hilarious.
You guys lost your and then everyone in the theater. And then I kind of covered my mouth. I felt like I was ruining the movie.
I do feel like we would start ripples of laughter. Like we would crack up and then
the girls behind
okay
us were laughing. Because
else.
I would try to hold it and then it would burst. And I was like, God, I don't want to ruin this. I don't want to be the dick who's in there like, I didn't want to like ironically go see the movie, you know?
Yeah, right.
That's
exactly.
So annoying.
Yeah.
But it was funny. I mean, I just, you know, comedy is all about timing. So
and this movie achieved just
it
that.
It had the finest timing since
but
Joker.
The fucking
I was waiting for like a star wipe edit and I'm like,
Christian Grey, this character overall, he's a fucking pussy.
Yeah.
He's a whiny little bitch. Like, and the girl doesn't stand up for herself. I get that she's new. Her sexual career is just booked.
But it's also like, how did they fall in love? They didn't fucking know anything. It was like Brokeback Mountain falling in love. Like, you don't know each other.
That's why when she gave him the I want to fuck you eyes in the fucking interview at the very beginning, I'm like, man, you don't know him.
I mean, you could fuck
someone you
don't know.
Well, and look.
I don't want to fuck people I like pass on the street. I don't love them.
I've had situations where you meet somebody and you're so, the sexual tension is just fucking thick.
Yeah, that was me in Old Man River. Right, yeah, that's why.
Old Man River.
43-year-old. Yeah, no, that's, okay. That's the,
43 is Old Man River.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's everyone's just got his nickname. Yeah.
Old Man River. But yeah, like, I get, so obviously she felt that at the very beginning. Right. And I get that. And that's what kind of kept her stringing along, because when I don't know how often, I feel like guys feel it all the time with women. I don't know.
Like that sexual.
No, not everybody, but you feel those connections with women more often than men feel those connections with men.
To be honest, like, no, I don't think, I mean, for me personally, like, Maybe women feel it more. No, because I don't shut it down. I feel like if I let that go unchecked all the time, I just feel so creepy now.
Seen someone and like felt a physical reaction to like their beauty?
The thing is, or I feel like a physical reaction to everyone's beauty and attraction. Like, I feel like as a man, like I feel that all the time. So like for me, it's like I assume that no one has attracted me ever until it's like blatantly
until
obvious.
Your penis is
a lot of, yeah, I feel like a lot of men otherwise. Do that. I
mean, because
feel.
You guys, I mean, you I guys have been talking that. About catcalling and that kind of like aggressive hitting on of women. Like, I would never, I don't do no, yeah, like, right. It's got to be real clear for me to be like,
right,
hey, you know, yeah. And even then, like, that's just not.
But aren't you like a flirt? Style. So how do you flirt with people?
I don't think I'm a flirt at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, you are. You're totally a flirt.
Claim I am. But really.
Like, well, my one friend in the beginning of our, like in a year into our relationship, you were flirting with. But that's healthy. But that
made,
that's necessary.
But that made things so
well,
weird.
Well, yeah, because we tried to have a three-way and I was like,
no,
ah,
we didn't.
Awkward.
We didn't try to have a three-way. We had a conversation about possibly having a three-way.
Yeah, and then we were reared around it the whole
and
time.
And then it was like, yeah, like that could be a real thing. And then every time we saw her since, it was so awkward. Yeah. It made things so weird.
But I think that like, we've been at parties and you've been off talking to a group of people and I've been off talking to a group. Like, flirting in a relationship is healthy.
But that's just because we know that we're both social people and we like just being able to converse with people. And, I mean, honestly, like, now, because of my
in a good
past,
way, I like it.
Because of my history with women and now the podcast and now your comedy, whenever I meet your friends, they're bound to drop, like, a weird
fact
sexy.
About
like,
you.
People love to take me to the side and be like,
oh,
so
isn't that annoying?
Let's, yeah, I mean, I know you get it yeah. enough. Yeah. You're annoyed. I can visibly see.
Oh,
your
I get annoyed. I'm very annoyed by the podcast. Yeah. I love doing the podcast, and I don't, this is not to like make people
see,
not come
but
up
I,
to me.
I mean, to be honest with you, like,
I'm very private, though.
I love that conversation. And like, if people come up to, if strangers come up to me and drop like some weird, like, yeah, so I got this kink, like, I really get a kick out of
right.
it. And I'm so happy because
but when
normally,
they drop facts
dude,
about you.
I hate bullshit conversation more than anything
oh,
else
me
in
too.
The world.
Oh, me too. That's why I don't talk
and
to
I,
people
and I
at
think
events.
That's, I think that's what you mean by you're like, you're flirty, right? It's not that I'm flirty. It's just like, no, if we're going to have a 15-minute conversation, I don't want to dick around. Like, what's your existential crisis? Like, and right. I'm really intense like that. Like,
no, yeah, that's much better that's than good. Small pocket. No, I just don't like, because I'm, it's weird being someone who's seemingly so open, but I'm a very private person. So I don't like having all these, like, I feel like, it's like, I'm giving you a fucking enough with the podcast. Don't ask for more. It's like, right. kind of like, I've given you a lot of me.
But right. do you feel like that shuts you off from actively meeting people now? I mean, like, do you feel like
no, it's talking about like when fans come or like, right. you know, when that
people who listen to, I mean,
or you get messages.
I would hope that whoever my next person is someone who doesn't listen to the podcast.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because you just,
I have nothing else to say. I've said it all.
Said it all. Baby.
You've heard it all.
But that's the thing
turn
about
on a
making
podcast and masturbate.
I feel like that's the thing with like the way that you make your life public now. Like, right. there is, we're reaching overshare saturation.
Yeah, it's a sacrifice. Yeah, yeah.
Especially for you guys, where it's like you need to put everything out all yeah. the time.
Well, absolutely. that's how you make people feel.
I mean,
better.
I think there's a different definite correlation to the success of the podcast and the failure of my personal life.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
for real.
Oh, absolutely.
Not yeah, even yeah. trying to be
and
a Debbie
that was
Downer.
Something. I mean, like when I first started doing that, like I was worried about that with Christina. Like I was worried that the podcast was going to bring so much drama into a relationship.
Right.
It was completely unfounded. Like it yeah. was right. no, but. Just
except
having,
when I was like, yay, he likes his butt licked.
yeah.
Oops,
well,
sorry,
was,
I told everybody that.
That became a little bit of a like, really? But you know, like I was used to having my life be public enough that it was kind of like, okay. Yeah. But I never wanted that.
You don't like attention.
Like I don't do that
Which
for
is why we're a great
all.
Couple. You don't like attention. I'll take it all.
Right.
This is great.
And
that's
I love
the
that.
Foundation of me and Paula's best friendship.
Yeah, it's awesome.
She wants
yeah.
no attention. I will take it all.
Yeah, exactly.
You.
I'll take that off your
but
hands.
But only when I want it. You
right,
know,
right, right.
I hate attention.
You
want to
be able to shut it off.
All right. Yeah, I need to switch.
We have to wrap it up, but I want to wrap it up the movie. Okay, so they fucking All right, Kings McGee.
Is there a wrapping up?
No, the real. I mean, the loose end was so loose because it's like obviously you're setting up. I mean,
we don't have to see.
But there is a scene. Like, no, I want to talk about.
See them all.
I want to talk about the scene where he whips her and she cries, and it's real weird.
Because I didn't find it weird at all. You've never had an experience like that?
Actually, I did, and I whispered it to Steven.
We had
a
real
like,
specific.
Okay, this is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a moment where we were sleeping at your place in Brooklyn. We're almost a year into dating, and we
it was over.
I like... Year. Yeah. He was already like established as the dominant sexual partner in the two of us, and I liked getting hit in the face gently.
Uh-huh.
And slapping of any kind. I mean,
slapping.
Like,
I like
into,
slapping.
You're into
And I liked when, actually, in the movie, when he spanked her, when he kneeled her over and spanked her, I was like, oh,
yeah. That was great.
Yeah, but so
I felt
hot.
like as someone who actively likes spanks, I was like, you're not really, that's not
right,
a wind-up.
All right,
like,
technical McGee. No, but there was this moment where I woke up, I like couldn't sleep. It was 4 a.m. and I was tossing and turning. And I couldn't sleep. And then Steven just kind of gets annoyed and we start making out.
No,
and start
something
to go,
weird happened that night. I feel like
I think I watched that movie with Keira Knightley in it. And I got fucked up.
Oh, God. What's the name? Is that the Mark Romanek film?
Where they were bred to harvest
where they
organs.
Were bred to, it's so sad.
It's so
I mean, it's amazing, but it's like such. I love that movie.
Anyway, put me in a weird headspace so I couldn't go to sleep.
Right.
Steven gets kind of annoyed. So we start making out. And I like getting hit in the face. He fucking hits me. It was an anger hit.
Right.
It was an anger
there
hit because you were annoyed.
And it definitely stopped both of us in our
tracks.
We were like,
oh.
And I think,
then I think I cried. Because I was like, you hit me and it wasn't sexual. But it was kind of
see, that's
funny.
When I would flip
I'm
out
so
and leave.
Embarrassed about it, though.
I know. You felt like, horrible.
I feel horrible.
And I felt weird.
Because like the whole slapping thing for me, it's like I never did that. I didn't do that as intensely in my last relationships because that wasn't the dynamic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And with us, it's like I was still finding my footing. I mean, I think we're constantly finding.
Oh, yeah.
That's the exciting thing about doing kinky things is you're constantly finding and reevaluating the footing. And the reality is sometimes that goes too far and you kind of need to talk it out as a couple. Is like, look, we need to agree that like when things go too far, we'll feel it and there will be. I mean, that's in the extremes. That's why safe words exist.
Yeah,
and
right.
It's just if you feel that thing, like I feel like I've watched porn and just even like extremist erotic films where it's like you see that moment where it's like, oh, too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like
that and that takes everyone out of it.
But before she gets whipped and she's crying and really upset, she's already upset. And she's like, you're going to punish me? Is this what you like doing to me? And
they were like pushing each other.
Yeah. But like, but you could tell she didn't want it to begin with.
She didn't want it at all.
Really upset her.
That's the thing. Like, she's never wanted any of this. Like, she doesn't want anything
to
do.
But she's so sexually attracted to him that she's going to go with it.
She wants to have a safe, loving sexual relationship.
She was also curious.
She liked the spanking. She liked the spanking. She liked the feathers. No, she did. You see her face.
She was curious because those things were that I wouldn't even consider like ice
they're more
and feathers
vanilla
kink.
Yeah,
no. That's foreplay.
Yeah,
like, that's not kink.
Right.
Yeah. Like when I was seeing those scenes, I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" Even the fact that the worst thing that you're ever gonna do to me, and it's like whipping you five or six times,
like you're fucking Jesus on the cross.
And it was just, I'm
but
sure
not even,
that
I mean,
hurt,
like,
it wasn't like
he was lacerating her or anything like that. Like there was no blood or anything.
Yeah,
like,
I wanted
to see your ass. I was hoping
we would, and it would be kind of like,
yeah,
bruised
and they
and
pussied
bloody,
out on that shot,
and then that would make me feel something,
right?
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, yeah, of course you're crying. That hurts.
That's what I remember. Like that's what's so much more exciting about the domination dynamic in Secretary, even though it's so much more fictitious and ridiculous and over the top, you know?
Right?
But it's like you really feel like there's
Secretary's
something there,
so good.
And there's just a subtlety to it that's actually like the dynamic of being in some type of like dom sub.
That's kink. Right. Yeah. That's kink. Putting your carrying your boss paper in your mouth and crawling over the office. Like,
yeah, that's
yummy,
the
yummy,
best.
Yummy. So basically,
I mean,
the movie was hilarious.
I don't know how I feel. Yeah, I didn't not like it, but
I definitely want to see the next one.
I'm glad I'm glad we saw it. Oof.
I'll
watch it at home just so we can fucking.
Oh wait, yeah, I don't want to pay $15.
Like
again.
I
don't want to pay $15 to see
ever.
A movie I made. I had a heart attack.
Fucking New York.
So in conclusion,
and $14.99, that was just an offensive price.
Run, Bitch, Run is a great movie if you're in for a good laugh and really uncomfortable sexual feelings in your underpants while you're sitting next to old strangers.
Watch it, but dear God, if you see Fifty Shades of Grey and you are wowed sexually by anything in it,
if you're wowed by anything,
you have such a long road ahead of you.
Well, and if you're a young person though who watched it,
if you're wowed by anything,
I mean that makes sense.
If you're wowed by anything in it, but also, and if you're not alarmed by how Christian Grey treats
check yourself that bitch. But also, you know, when I was 15 and I lost my virginity, if my boyfriend had been like, you want to spank, that to me would have blown my mind.
See, this was my Cruel Intentions. If I had seen this in middle school, I would have made a little, me and Paula would have started wearing like 50 Shades of Grey hoodies and like it would have been great. But like, because that's what, like, even Cruel Intentions, I feel like, is almost more sexual because you don't see the nudity as much, but the relationship between this, you know,
it's
so funny because
so sexy.
When I was in high school, when I would meet a girl and she would be like, my favorite movie is Cruel Intentions, I would be like, red flag.
That movie's sexy as fuck.
It's a great movie.
The movie Cruel Intentions defined everyone who went to middle school with me.
Yeah, yeah.
That was our thing.
Oh, my middle school.
That movie changed
so much
my life.
More suburban.
Oh, well, okay.
That and The Craft.
The Craft.
Oh, The Craft.
That's a great movie.
Those two movies were everything
and
to
I'm
me.
And I'm old enough that The Crow was the precursor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, The Crow. All right. So overall, Steven, thumbs down.
Oh, dude, huge meh.
Corinne, thumbs sideways.
In the middle.
Yeah, sideways.
Seriously, go out, live your life.
Live your life, but also, don't stand up for yourself. Don't let a motherfucker show up at your fucking work in your apartment and then where you're at a bar.
Would you let, devil's advocate, if you had like a 15-year-old, would you let them see that film?
Ooh, no. I wouldn't want that. Because I want them to see something more educational.
I wouldn't give. Yeah. I was like, man.
The thing that I think is the most dangerous about that film.
Kids can only see educational films.
Well, no. The reason why I wouldn't want my 15-year-old child to see that movie. The only reason I would let them see it, but I would just talk to them about how fucked up Christian Grey is to fucking Anastasia. It's manipulative and creepy. That is not kink.
You can see that.
Kink is.
I wouldn't let my 10-year-old.
What do you show them to counter that, though? I mean, what do you?
I don't know.
I don't know. What's the film that's like, this is a healthy, slightly
because if I was
up,
young,
like,
if I was
life
healthy, relationships are boring as fuck to watch.
Okay, so we should show our 15-year-old 50 Shades of Grey and Obvious Child at the same time.
Oh, Obvious Child's a great movie. No, but like, I mean, if I'm 15, I'm not ready to see a movie like Secretary.
Casablanca.
But
oh, see, I think
that's
I think when I was 15, I was such a little perv. Like I was.
Yeah. I mean, I watched Sex and the City a lot and watched the sex scenes. Like, I would rewind the sex scenes and rewatch
Sex
them.
And the
like,
City also has a plethora of unhealthy relationships between men and women, though.
That's true. That's true. You know what?
And the problem in that movie, in that film, is that it's, or TV show, is that it's masked as something that you are striving for.
Yeah.
Right. It's not empowering at all. This movie is more empowering, honestly, and that's saying a lot.
Right. No, and I get that. I would just have a conversation. I would let my kids see it. 15? Yeah, absolutely. I would have an intelligent conversation with them after.
My hope of hopes is that 50 Shades of Grey is the stepping stone to something that is really
better.
Like just enlightening and well-made, and that we can start having sex in film. And that's an okay thing.
Yeah.
You can portray fucked up relationships and stable relationships and kink in a way that's more well-rounded.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be wonderful, but I don't think mainstream Hollywood's doing it. There's too many people who
it'll
are
probably
too boring
just get worse
who see
and
movies.
Dumber. But I mean, if anything else, like I just hope that the aesthetics of it get a little bit better. Like there was no
the scene where they flew in the plane, that was really beautiful. I'm just saying. But also I'm kind of like Beyonce. That's the thing that freaked me out the most because I hate flying. But tiny plane.
Well, does Beyonce own her own music though? She might not.
No,
but Beyonce would have a choice because I feel like she recorded a special version of.
Guys,
it doesn't matter.
We don't know what Beyonce does. Seriously.
I know.
I feel like I need to have this conversation with you all the time. Like,
Beyonce probably made a lot of money though.
What's really Beyonce's world?
You know,
I just think I do.
I know. Every woman thinks she does.
All right, everybody.
This
is we're gonna have a conversation.
And on that note, someone gets spanked tonight.
Yeah, and it's you. I'm gonna spank you in a non-sexual way.
Okay.
All right, guys, we are gonna be in Los Angeles.
Yes.
This coming Tuesday. Tickets are almost sold out at the Comedy Store in the Belly Room. Get your tickets at comedystore.com. It's the one in Hollywood.
Yes, we're Hollywood, not La Jolla.
Not La Jolla.
And we're also going to be at the Comedy Store again. If the Tuesday show sells out, which is really close to selling out, you can come see us Friday, March 6th in the original room. Both Christine and I will be on that show. And also tonight, if you're listening, come to Nacho Bitches at New York Comedy Club. It's an insane lineup, including amazing friend of the show, which we just learned, Chris Gethard.
Oh my God, I love Chris Gethard so much.
We're so excited.
He's so funny and cool. Yeah, so please, and rate us on iTunes and comment and do all that stuff on iTunes, because I like being at the top of the charts. It's really fun. And
yeah, it's the only thing I have, guys.
The only thing we have.
Can you please?
The only thing we have is your validation. Guys. Do it. Email us, sorryaboutlastnightshow@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter. SRYaboutlastnyt.
Yeah, seriously, we need more Twitter followers. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, what the
40
fuck?
40 on iTunes?
We got all these,
not
got all
even
these 5,000
followers. You're embarrassing me.
Oh, come
embarrassing
on. Make me feel a little better, guys.
Guys, right. Thank you so much for listening. Go see 50 Shades of Grey. Email us. It'll be fun. I mean, we're not promoting the movie, but I'm just curious what
you
think.
Yeah, yeah. All right, have a good weekend.
Me and my baby gonna touch that leather.